poll, voters favor Republicans over Democrats by 13 points in generic congressional ballot, up 10 points in 1 week. By Wendell Hasebo on November 16, 2021. Likely voters favor Republicans over Democrats by 13 points on a generic congressional ballot, up 10 points in 1 week, a Rasmussen poll revealed Tuesday. If the 2022 midterm elections were held today, 51% of likely voters would support the Republican candidate while 38% would vote for the Democrat candidate. Tuesday's numbers are a massive increase for Republicans' hopes of winning a historic amount of seats in the 2022 midterms. On Wednesday of last week, registered voters told Rasmussen that 41% of them would vote Republican and 40% Democrat. An additional 10 percentage points are breaking for Republicans over Democrats in just 1 week's time. The numbers are striking because President Biden and Democrat leaders enacted on Monday the so-called $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which they say will help the economy rebound from 30-year high inflation. Democrats claim the bill will reduce the supply chain crisis that is one driver of inflation. With the infrastructure bill completed, Democrats are redirecting their focus to another spending package that is expected to cost the American taxpayer more than $4 trillion, according to some estimates. The reconciliation package will not just cost trillions of dollars. It will also be the largest welfare package since the 1960s. The package includes items such as subsidized prescription drugs, enhanced Medicare coverage, 2 free years of community college, amnesty, free housing, and free childcare. Biden and the Democrats continue to push their agenda while it remains unpopular in battleground states. Just 31% of independents support the package, an 18-point margin from those who oppose the package at 49%. Democrats seem determined to pass Biden's agenda without flinching at the cost they may pay in the midterms. Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal, DWE, told reporters last week that even if Democrats lost the midterms due to enacting an unpopular agenda, it would still be worth it. "Of course it's worth it if we're making people's lives better," Jayapal said. The Rasmussen poll sampled 2,500 respondents between November 8 to 11. The margin of error is 2 percentage points. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo.